Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to. Mike's with us for another 20, 30 minutes or so. Let's go to your phone calls and see what important issues the callers bring up. Mark up in the Great White North having record cold, below zero temperatures nationwide during this incredible global warming. Volcanoes are going off everywhere, which will put out more than all human activity in history, each one. But we'll get into that with Mike Rivera later as well. Mark in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, a couple of things I just want your listeners to hear, and then I'll get into it. First off, here in Canada, I've seen only one time where they've announced that we've already got one guy in British Columbia who has the avian bird flu, and they've already destroyed about 80,000 turkeys and chickens, four farms across British Columbia. Now, I'm going to get into what I believe are three important dates that everybody needs to look into. February 10, which is the date that H.R. 4040 goes into effect. February 17, which is when the United States is going to switch from analog to digital. And February 19 is when Barack Obama is coming to Canada. I believe that these are pieces to a puzzle I've put together. Simply, when you switch over from analog to digital, it serves two purposes. One, it frees up the analog signal for the rescue squads, the police, and the firemen to have more bandwidth. And I believe it's also a way to track everybody through the RFID chip, because analog signals go through, radio frequency goes through walls and buildings. And in the digital signal, you can hide subliminal messages to keep the sheep asleep.
Well, that's been admitted with it's all very effective, even old television. I just don't like to... I'll look at a pattern like massing U.S. troops around Afghanistan, the news introducing Obama, as the savior, years ago. You'll see things like that and be able to trend it. But looking at dates, I see this over and over again, people putting dates on things. You know, July 25th, I went on air and said they're going to attack the World Trade Center. They're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. And I was able to go on air and say, in the next few months, I believe this is going to happen. Call the White House. Tell them don't do it. But I couldn't put dates on it. Mike Rivero, you want to comment on this?
Yeah, it's very hard to put dates on it, because usually when people are planning these kinds of covert operations, whether it's 9/11 or various assassinations, they'll put the plans in place and then they'll wait for an opportune moment, or what they think is an opportune moment. And very often it'll be like the night before, the day before, and they'll say, yeah, we're going to go tomorrow. And so it's really rather hard to say a particularly given date is when something is going to happen. We know that the U.S. government is probably considering some kind of a false flag attack to kick off a new war with Iran. We just don't know when it's going to happen. One of the frustrating things about fighting against war itself is you never know when you've won, only when you fail.
Absolutely. And at the same time, the fact that 9/11 truth is so huge and international, the fact that it's now in the mental meme and lexicon, it's now in the dictionary, false flag, staged terror, self-inflicted wound, that has damaged their tool. But there's other false flags, economic false flags. We're in one now, an economic 9/11. The bio attack, I do believe, is one of the chief things. They can claim it came out, incidentally, accidentally, that it came from pigs or sheep or cows or chickens or goats. And then still it will be the government that organizes that and uses that to control. Take the foot and mouth release in 2000. That took over most of the cows and sheep, and the government killed them in England, those that weren't even infected. It turned out the government released that, and it was a weaponized form. Then they said it was an accident. We don't know how it got out of the Level 4 bioweapons lab, Mike.
Well, we know that the anthrax sent with the anthrax letters was also weaponized anthrax from a U.S. lab. It wasn't from the Mideast at all.
And they denied that, but now they've been forced to admit that. We were right again. Thank you, caller. Appreciate the call. We'll watch those dates, though. Let's now go to Bill, Michael, Dan, Dave, and others when we get back after this quick break with Mike Rivero. I'm Alex Jones. My website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check out WhatReallyHappened.com. That's Mike's.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I just thought of this because Rob reminded me. I was watching Super Bowl ads in the airport before I flew back Sunday. And it's Alec Baldwin talking about how the TV set by design has destroyed half your brain cells. It's going to destroy the other half. And he goes, I'm also a reptoid alien ruling the earth. So it's a direct attack on David Icke. And then another ad. And again, I was sitting there 30 minutes in pregame stuff at the airport. So that's all I saw. Another one about high fructose corn syrup. It's so good for you, nutritious. There's lying conspiracy theorists that say it isn't good. Doesn't matter if literally hundreds of studies show that the way its molecule is designed, it's not like regular sugar. It goes into the liver that metabolizes it, and the body then doesn't say, I'm full. You're still hungry. So that's one reason they put it in things, not just that it's cheap, but it makes you eat more. And it also has been directly linked in a bunch of studies to diabetes. It fries your body. It's chemically extracted and manufactured, and then carried around these big tankers on the trains. And it's put in most foods now that are processed, along with everything else, the MSG, the other excitotoxins. Aspartame is in most candies that aren't even sugar-free. They just add it. Look on the back of your gum or your candy. They're putting it in candy bars now, chocolate bars. They know what it does. They know people won't eat it now. Both people are saying no to Diet Coke, which is a drug, by the way, an excitotoxin. So they're moving on to other things. And now they're running TV ads going, oh, it's people that are lying about it. It's really good. Mike, that shows we're having an effect on them, that there's all these ads on TV now about how wonderful vaccines are and how it's a lie that they're not good for you and how it doesn't cause autism. This shows they're really getting desperate, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely it does. There's a new show out called The Beast starring Patrick Swayze, and in one of their first episodes, they had a 9/11 truth activist, but they portrayed him as just this completely wacko-bananas character, and it's just part of that general smearing. But yeah, they're absolutely afraid. They're losing their grip on the minds of America, and so yeah, it's going to be demonization and smearing, and all they're doing is they're raising people's awareness, because it's the Band in Boston effect. People are going to start tuning into the website and say, you know, I want to find out what all the fuss is about. Roland Emmerich's new film, 2012, apparently Woody Harrelson is playing a radio show host who's always predicting disaster and doom, and he says he's got the curse of Cassandra on him. And I'm getting emails from people saying that it sounds like this Woody Harrelson character is based either on you or on me, and, you know, I'm waiting to see whether he'll be treated as a serious character or if they're just going to make him a goofball.
You know, I actually was in a movie, Scanner Darkly, with Woody Harrelson, and he has hung out with him a lot. He is totally anti-New World Order. He knows all about the globalist. He knows all about how the government ships the narcotics in. He's very, very smart. And he gave me his card. This is how not into stars I am. Said it back then. I didn't realize how important it was to have him on air, because it really gets the buzz going. People then tune in to see what the deal is. I don't know where the card is. Chuck Norris gave me his number and email. I, last night, woke up and went, my God, Chuck Norris gave me his contact. I never even gave it to the producer. And I got up in the middle of the night, went and dug out the book and got, you know, not the producer contact, the publicist, but found it. So I've got to remember to use all these contacts. And but side issue from Chuck Norris, the point is that Woody Harrelson is completely and totally anti-New World Order, and I need... Somebody call me with his best contact in Maui. I guess I could call Willie Nelson, but I don't like calling him and bugging him for phone numbers. I had Woody Harrelson's number. Then I was contacted about a year ago by his office saying, are you in California? Somebody thought I lived there. Can you come see Woody? And then when I called back a day later, they said, oh, yeah, no, he had to go to something else. And I never really tracked it down. But I don't have time to network with these people, but it's important. So I need to reach out to Woody Harrelson. Is the point of the rant.
Well, to get back to the media coverage, yeah, they're very nervous. They're very scared. They see the poll numbers indicating that America has lost faith in the corporate media. They're turning to the alternative media because they want to go where they think they're going to find the truth. And certainly looking at my numbers, they continue to go up. Your numbers continue to go up. And yet every day we hear about traditional newspapers having to let people go, cut back on their editions. We hear TV news programs are losing their audience. The trend is definitely there, and as the media gets into this survival mode, I expect we're going to see a lot of just outright bashing and attacks and smears coming from their side of the room.
Also, they're admitting in a lot of policy reports we've covered here with the Internet, too, and the Internet, too, consortium admits they have a plan to shut down the old web, force us onto a controlled web. I want to get to that after calls. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you're on the air with Mike Rivera. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Two brilliant minds together, Alex Jones, Mike Rivera, in a small town of Iowa. Oh, by the way, I'm a longtime listener and a TV member, and I have been doing my homework. We migrated up here from Lake Charles, Louisiana because of my work. And since we have been living here, I go to city council meetings. And I've been sharing your DVDs and material and getting a lot of people around here to kind of wake up a little bit. And I actually, probably 50% of the homes in this little town had Ron Paul signs in their yard during the primary. Anyway, about the Second Amendment, I have a small collection. Whenever you have a president that can't prove citizenship, that to me, that obliterates the Constitution to start with. and I'm very passionate in what I believe in, and I believe in the Constitution of the United States, and I'm prepared to defend that to the end. Give me liberty or give me death. Now, besides that, I have a very important question. Years ago, in 2004, you had a guest on your show. His name was retired Colonel Don D. Grand Prix.
Yes.
And I listened to that interview, and I was highly impressed. That you had the transcript on your website, and I printed that out. And he said, wasn't he a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at one time?
He was assigned to it.
Okay. He said that 70%, that he was in communication on a weekly basis with friends of his that work in the Pentagon, and he said that 70% of the highest ranking military people were on our side, and he believed that they were going to have a counter coup d'etat, is how he put it.
But it did listen, I appreciate your call. Is that your question?
Yes, I'm wondering what happened to that. And another thing is, it just blows my mind it seems to me like there is some people in the military, higher ups, with some integrity.
No, I hear you. Let me comment on it, because we've got to get to other callers, and you're a great caller, but I've got to move on here. It's a very important point. I tried to get Colonel Don de Grand Prix back on. He'd had major heart problems. I don't want to get into his things he told me privately. He didn't say don't tell people, but I don't like it to people's medical problems. He was in serious medical trouble 4 or 5 years ago and couldn't come back on. Then I talked to his wife, and I'm not even sure if he – well, we need to call and try to find out. So before I forget, will you go tell Joey, our new producer, to look in my phone numbers or to do a Google search, Colonel Don de Grand Prix. If anybody else knows his location or how he's doing or whether he's alive or what's going on with him, email. So we set Joey up an email yet? We need to get that done. We'll set up Joey at Infowars.com. But Aaron has just got back into town today from New York interviewing for the Obama film, the person he went to interview there in New York, Gerald Celente. So... also, CC, if you know where he is, folks, to Aaron at Infowars.com. But any comments on Colonel Don de Grand Prix, Mike?
Actually, I have not been following his particular issue as closely as I'd like to. So, sadly, no.
Yeah, he was a guy, and a lot of it fleshed out, who named the name of the pilot who shot down 93 and did say there was an order to shoot it down. So he got into all that. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Michael in Mass. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
We're talking about the great shift that appears to be happening in Western society, and I wanted to read you guys a quote going all the way back to the 30s. It was in William Shriver's Berlin Diary. He was an American journalist in Berlin during the Nazi takeover, and he was talking to someone.
Didn't he write Rise and Fall of the Third Reich?
Yeah, that was his big work.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is incredible. He's talking to a man whose parents were German, but he was an American. Here it goes.
By the way, he also wrote about them putting fluoride in the water, but go ahead.
Oh, he sure did. We discussed the German conception of ethics, honor, conduct. Said he, quote, for Germans, a thing is right, ethical, honorable, if it squares with the tradition of what a German thinks a German should do, or if it advances the interests of Germanism or Germany. But the Germans have no abstract idea of ethics or honor or right conduct. End quote. He gave a pretty illustration. A German friend said to him, isn't it terrible what the Finns are doing, taking on Russia? It's utterly wrong. When Mr. W. remonstrated that, after all, the Finns are only doing what you would expect all decent Germans to do if they got in the same fix, namely defending their liberty and independence against wanton aggression.
I want to hear this quote when we come back. To finish the quote up or recap it, and we'll get Mike Rivero's take with you, and then go to more phone calls. I'm going to play some of these Super Bowl ads and analyze them, critique them. Ton of other news coming up. We've got an hour and 40 minutes left in transmission. It's going to be completely jam-packed. Remember, how do we reach more people? One easy thing you can do is spread the word about this radio show, however you're listening.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 90580. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 93208, 466.04 for a half ounce, and 233.02 for the quarter ounce. That's 93208, 466.04, and 233.02.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
We are back live. Mike Rivera there with us from 40 after. Continue taking your phone calls.
so I can feel.
Mike was asking me during the break what my numbers were if I could get some info on Prozac and other drugs in the water in Hawaii. What I know is, over the years, we have seen government reports where the cities won't even let private groups test it and even try to block other state agencies from testing water supplies. And I've seen different numbers. The AP does a report every year of just hundreds and hundreds of U.S. cities with massive amounts of Prozac, Ritalin, birth hormones from the birth control pills. But in a lot of cities, you can go pull these up, they found water supplies not connected to water treatment, or, you know, not toilet to tap, where you don't have sewage involved in the water cycle, so it shouldn't be there, and it's there. You can pull that up, but it is interesting, Mike, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And one of the reasons I was asking about Hawaii is there's a long history of government experimentation here in the islands, because we're so remote from the mainland. If something goes really bad, they figure, you know, it's isolated. A lot of people don't realize this, but Agent Orange, the Vietnam-era defoliant, was actually developed here at the University of Hawaii and tested. There are still parts of the Big Island that are completely defoliated, and you can't go in there because it's so toxic. And there were some bad accidents in a couple of students apparently died during that whole thing. So anytime we hear about the government is testing XYZ, I have to wonder, is it being done out here?
Absolutely. Let's go to some calls. Michael and Mash, you're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hey, how's it going? I'm actually the guy who was reading that quote. Let me just finish it up real quick.
Mr. Scherer, go ahead.
Yeah, they were talking about it in the context of the Finns repelling the attack of the Russians, who at the time was Germany's friend. And the last sentence in this is, in other words, for a German to defend his country's liberty and independence is right. For a Finn to do the same is wrong, because it disturbs Germany's relations with Russia. The abstract idea there is missing in the German mentality. Apply this to today. People think it's okay to basically turn Iraq into a parking lot because, you know, we're fighting for freedom.
It's doublethink.
Yep.
It's absolutely. We're allowed to torture, but they're not. Our politicians are allowed to not pay taxes, but the citizens have to. It's doublethink. Mike Rivero?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a blatant double standard, and what they're trying to do is to make the interests of the state become the new morality. Instead of saying it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to covet thy neighbor's property, the new morality is it's okay to steal if it's for the country. It's okay to murder if it's for your country. It's bad for the other people to do it, but it's okay for us to do it. We have never seen that more blatantly demonstrated than Israel's attitude toward its immediate neighbors in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Caller, any more comments?
No, I was just going to say, Mike, you hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what I was getting to, is that it, just like Alex is talking about, and I'm sure he's going to talk about in his new film, they are really evolving this thing into Obama worship. I mean, if we start to basically ascribe our morality in terms of what's best for the nation, you know, it's going to justify a lot of horrible things for which the infrastructure is all ready in place.
That's another lie in the system. We're not doing all these evil things for the American people. We're paying for the empire. We're losing our liberties. Being the center of an empire is always one of the worst places to be. So I've heard good old boys go, yeah, we're in there for the oil. So what? You know, them dirty Iraqis don't deserve it. We're good. Don't they understand that they're not going to be getting that oil? Even if they were an immoral person, this elite is getting rid of our sovereignty. They're getting, I mean, I have articles where they're now announcing that the California pension funds are bankrupt. The people just aren't going to get their money. The globalists have looted everything. And so just like the Germans thought they were Hitler's buddy and that they were going to do great. In the end, he decried the German people, Mike.
Yeah, and we saw the same thing in Russia under Stalin. I mean, all the Russian people who supported him in his rise to power, he turned on them and double-crossed them. He called them all useful idiots. And, you know, tyrants have no respect for the people who support. Look at the Night of the Long Knives in Germany.
Mike Rivero is our guest. Final segment straight ahead. More of your phone calls. Great points, Michael. Dan, Dave, Mike, you'll be the final caller for Mike Rivero. Then a ton of other news, including Super Bowl propaganda ads. We're going to break these down and analyze them here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network in association with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Okay, let's go straight back to your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Ohio. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi, Alex. Dan from Ohio.
Welcome.
First-time caller. And, Mike, this is also an important subject. This is a pre-interview. I've been on hold for quite some time. Is anyone there yet familiar with the New Hampshire House of Concurrent Resolution number 6. It's about as close to Article of Succession that I've seen. It's also been recommended by the states of Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and Virginia. Basically, in summation, they are drawing a line in the sand. As far as I understand here, there are 6 articles at the bottom, many of those being further infringements to the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibiting the type and quantity of arms and ammunition, any act regarding religion, further limitations of freedom, political speech, and further limitations of the freedom of the press. And it goes on, enforcing martial law without the general consent of the state legislator. Basically,
let me stop you. I'm not aware of this. I'm not omnipresent. Specifically, I know that New Hampshire invoked Right to Revolt Article 10. I mean, I'm aware of the article. I just didn't know they'd invoked it. Article 10 had been invoked in the month before 9/11. They were going to have a state convention on September 12th. I'm not saying they carried out the attack because of that, because there the cities and counties themselves can make the states secede. That's originally in there. The states are on top of the federal government. They claim that the Civil War decided that for the feds, but the feds are completely illegitimate and controlled by offshore banks through a corporate takeover. Specifically, you're saying this is Article 6. Where and what are they saying?
Just Google HCR 6, and it'll be the first thing that comes up. It just came out yesterday, I believe.
House Concurrent Resolution?
6, yes.
Okay, House Concurrent Resolution 6 in New Hampshire.
Yes, 2009 session. It's
Now, has this been introduced, or has this gotten sponsors and being brought forward?
It's sponsored by several representatives and Senator Denley. The House Concurrent Resolution affirms states' rights based on Jeffersonian principles.
Okay, I'm going to get these state reps on immediately. So House Concurrent Resolution 6, New Hampshire, and we will call all the sponsors. You'll probably hear them here tomorrow. In fact, we just found it. We're going to punch it up on screen here in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you for calling with that info. Mike Rivero, your take on this.
Yeah, I had heard of this because I am from New Hampshire originally, and basically all of these resolutions, and we're seeing a lot of them start up now, they're all reaffirmations of the Declaration of Independence and the very principles by which this country threw out the last government and said we're going to be a new nation that is founded on these principles of freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to be armed, and they are largely symbolic at this point, but as we get to a situation with a serious economic crisis, there is real discussion out there about secession. We have an independence movement here in Hawaii, which is founded on the fact that Hawaii statehood is not legal to begin with. And so I would think that as we saw with the fall of Rome, as the central government bankrupts itself, the outlying provinces, or in this case states, start to break away and assert their independence. And I think ultimately that's what we're going to see happen
in
the United
States. And I want to be clear, I'm for the union, but it isn't a union. We have to break apart first to come back together if the people so choose, because the globalists, as they did in China 150 years ago, the same system here, starting with phony drugs they, you know, shipped in to then break down the society, and that's mainline history, they're going to break us up. That's what globalism is. They merge larger units into continental unions to then break up and destroy the sovereignty of the original units into smaller parts through balkanization. So we've got to break apart ourselves if we're ever going to reconstitute the republic. And I can't see how Hawaii couldn't break away. Well, that was less than, 100 years ago that they killed a bunch of the royal family. And, I mean, you live there. Tell folks briefly the story about that.
Well, basically, the United States illegally annexed Hawaii during the Spanish-American War, and in 1993, President Bill Clinton signed a public law of apology acknowledging that the Hawaiian people had never really surrendered their national sovereignty. So technically, on paper, there is still a nation of Hawaii. There are several groups arguing over who should be in charge of it. But the bottom line is that were there to be a major economic upheaval on the mainland, there's a very strong movement, not necessarily to secede, because they're not acknowledging that statehood is legal to begin with, but there's certainly a strong independence movement here in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Great call, sir. Appreciate you calling in with that information, Dan. Quickly, Dave in Florida, then Mike in New York. We're going to let Mike go. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to follow up on that. About these gun bills. I think it was a confusion earlier when they were saying that Al C. Hastings had introduced H.R. 45. It looks like it was Bobby Rush from, I bet you can guess, from District 1 in Illinois.
Well, I did see Hastings' name on the bill when I covered it last week.
I think that was the FEMA camp.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. This is a problem. I can't keep track of it all. You're right, FEMA camp bill. You're right. But I came in here. I'm not complaining, but somebody cleaned my desk off this weekend. In fact, that's what I asked at the start of the show, and nobody gave me an answer. Where is the stack of stuff that was here last week? Bring it into me. dig through it and find me the gun bills, because I said that at the start of the show. I said, I don't have the bills in front of me, and the caller called in, so we got to be careful about this. But, yes, he introduced the FEMA camp bill. Now I remember you're right. Regardless, call him and tell him we don't want the FEMA camp bill.
Right, yeah. What I wanted to say was yesterday when you had that...
No, wait a minute. We weren't wrong. Mike did call. That was caller Mike from Montana. He called and said it was the FEMA bill. People need to call him. So we were right. Then another caller called in and said, here's his number on the gun bill. So it was the caller that was wrong. Go ahead.
Right. But that congressman yesterday, when we were talking about Alcee Hastings, and if you look at this guy, Bobby Rush, you just wonder, you know, where do they come up with this stuff? And that congressman yesterday said, you know, he knew Alcee.
Your phone cut out, sir. You're on an IP phone, right? Go ahead. Okay, yeah, he's gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, he said he knew Alcee Hastings, and he knew that, you know, he was really dirty, and they had a lot of stuff on him, and they could get him to introduce anything, you know. And what I want to talk about, I think everybody uses that word "they" so much, you know. Let me tell you,
and I appreciate the calls. We've got to let Mike go in a moment. I want him to be able to comment on this. They is the military-industrial complex. It's the big lobbying interests that are all in support of globalism. They combine their forces together to buy off government, to remove the checks and balances from the people, remove our power over the system, and give it to themselves so they can use governments to shut down their political competition, their economic, their industrial, their scientific competition, and so they can extract more and more wealth from the people and social engineer us. So that's who they are. And yesterday I listed a bunch of Trilateral Commission people in Obama's administration and who were neocons and things. So we are listing who they are. But if all we did was list they, we had Rothkopf that wrote the book Superclass. He says there's 6,000 globalists, run everything, they want world government. He was here. It's in the New York Times. They are... That's two questions, and I'm going to let Mike go. A, who are they? And then B, why are they suddenly in hundreds of newspapers a week going, you know, a North American Union's the answer to the crises? Oh, you know what? FEMA camps are the answer to all of this. You know, why are they now admitting what they've denied so long? Those two questions, Mike.
Well, they obviously is the little clique. If you remember back in high school, there was always the clique of beautiful, rich people who sort of got away with everything and looked down on everyone else. Well, it's the same thing, only grown up. And now they're in Congress, and now they're in the media, and now they're basically all working together to basically, as you said, extract real wealth from the ordinary people. As for the reason why they're going public with it right about now, I think it goes back to what you said earlier in the show. There's a degree of panic. They're beginning to recognize they don't have the iron grip on the minds of America that they thought they did once before. So now they're having to come up. It's a pitch. It's a sales pitch. They're out here trying to sell us that these are really good things to do. And like I said before, the public is aware globalism got us into this mess. Selling globalism as the cure-all, that's a really, really tough sell, and they're pushing it as hard as they can. And it really is a war between they and their advertising PR agencies and we who have the truth on our side. And the first one to quit loses.
And that's it, Mike. They denied all this while they were building it. But with the alternative media, we exposed the architecture as it was being developed. Now the people are aware of it, so they're forced to go ahead and admit it's all true, but put a spin on it that it will save you from the economic collapse. But the people go, wait a minute, you're the ones that did all this, and you promised the last bailout would fix it. And they'll probably pass another one, and announce themselves to be emperors. But then everybody will see through it that they're a bunch of illegitimate criminals. Then what happens? Well, war in the streets, and they think their military is going to be able to carry this out. A lot of military and police aren't going to go along with this. Even if they're thugs, some of them are not going to like what happens when they go up against the American people, and they're not going to want to show up to work.
Well, that's not working so far in Europe because those protesters, they've already pulled down the government of Iceland and some of these other governments like Greece. They're in serious, serious trouble right now. And I think the same thing is going to happen here.
How do you stop the shark teeth effect? We've seen in Argentina and Nigeria and places where the globalists have done this, you know, declassified, it's admitted, bringing their economies down economically to consolidate. And then you'll see five prime ministers, six, seven presidents in 1 year as the people figure out, no, he's a puppet, get rid of him. No, he's a puppet, get rid of him. No, he's a puppet, get rid of him. And then finally the governments are just insolvent, but still the private banks now own the infrastructure and they have police forces with machine guns guarding it and the country just sinks into the mud, but the globalists then own the pile of dung.
Well, if you go back and you look at the history of the French Revolution, they talk about the revolution, but there were actually a series of several revolutions as the same thing. Each new government that came in proved it was just as corrupt as the previous one. They were brought down and kicked out. And ultimately in the French Revolution, the bankers were brought down with the royal families at the same time. And they basically restarted their economy and their government from scratch. And I think that's what's going to happen here in the U.S. I think ultimately the Federal Reserve has to be gotten rid of. We need to go back to the monetary system that we had when we founded this country, which is a monetary system based on units of value rather than units of debt.
All right, Mike, amazing interview today. I really want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you back next month on the first Tuesday of every month for an hour and a half or so. And I really appreciate you spending time with us. Take care.
My pleasure.
There he goes, folks. WhatReallyHappened.com. All right, we've got an hour and 14 minutes left in transmission time today. And I didn't get to a bunch of news articles that I saw yesterday about how they're saying we shouldn't be able to have more than two children. There should be tax incentives to only have one, but if you have more than two, you get fines and fees put on you. That is how they started the one-child policy in China. Started in 1974. With a treaty with the United States and the IMF World Bank, who paid the communist Chinese to institute it. They put fines on you and harassed you if you had more than one child. Then in 1980, it became law. Now, I've told you for years they're going to propose this. Now, I watched a lot of television this weekend, which I rarely do, and on show after show after show after show, news shows, they would demonize people with more than one or two children. So, I mean, there's a whole new level. It wasn't just that. It was everything was propaganda. I saw CNN say, I mean, everything was propaganda. There was another election in Iraq, and finally women got a chance to vote for the first time. Well, A, it wasn't the first time they got a chance to vote. And B, Saddam Hussein had more women graduating from college as doctors and lawyers and scientists than men, around 60%. Saddam Hussein was trying to stop religious Muslims from having women basically cover themselves up. Saddam Hussein wanted to empower women. I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. The point here is that the globalists created the guy. He actually, though, wanted to progress his country and was making it first world. And that's why he had to be stopped. So, again, the idea is to back up the war. It was out. The war is going great. Less killing, very little violence at the elections. And women get to vote now. Implying that women never had rights. Women now have less rights because they put the religious people in control over there, which is what the globalists always do. They overthrew Iran for that. They don't want secular governments. They don't. The Muslims, the Arabs, the Persians, they want to build giant hotels. They want to build giant resorts. They want to build giant factories. They're smart. They're just as smart as people in the West, folks. They're smart. They want to live. The British, it's the story of Lawrence of Arabia. That movie's true. That movie's historical. That's a historic film. It's nonfiction. They went and they found a group of ragtag Bedouin. I'm not attacking the Bedouin. It's just a fact. And they hired them and gave them machine guns and hand grenades and had them go overthrow the governments. And then they set up the Middle East. They set up the countries that are in Saudi Arabia now. They are British intel. The Obamas, of the world, are nothing but distractions and diversions, just like the Saudi kings of the world are distractions and diversions. These people are all puppets. And where do you see so much of the, quote, Muslim terrorism emanating out of Saudi Arabia? 15 of the 19 hijackers? But that's okay. We need to invade Iraq because they've got women graduating 60% of their new doctors. You know, they had women in radio and TV everywhere. They weren't downtrodden in Iraq. They are now. So they want radical Muslims in control, ladies and gentlemen. And they did that as a, quote, counterbalance to communism, and they call it a blowback. And now I'll get threats from those Muslims. Well, I'm sorry if your leaders are run by the New World Order. It's just a fact. Now, before I go any further here, I want to tell you about the sponsors of the day. One is Survivalist Seeds, ladies and gentlemen. Survivalist Seeds is just a fabulous company. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the solution, is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies on the pound, 100% heirloom seeds. Grow your own food and eliminate your dependence on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for just a 7-year family supply. And get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Walmart. Same-day priority shipping is available. You can simply go to their website, survivalistseeds.com, survivalistseeds.com, or 620-637-2978, 620-637-2978. These really are high-quality heirloom seeds, all-natural seeds, non-hybrid, non-genetically modified. You can sell your spare seeds back for cash or learn how to sell your produce to farmers, markets, restaurants, and a lot more. They have materials on that that can teach you how to get that done as well. Growing your own food will determine how much freedom you will have and your level of suffering, because the globalists are trying to take over the farms and ranches right now. Survivalistseeds.com or 620-637-2978. Okay. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of news, your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into some of these Super Bowl ads and analyze the propaganda. This is a tiny snapshot of the tapestry, the tissue of brainwashing and conditioning that's going on. Stay with us.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you.
This is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Study history. The majority of the time, hardcore tyrants come in, a lot of flashy propaganda, and literally destroy your way of life. The United States hasn't been perfect. But we got all this wealth, which made the globalists then try to move here and take over. Now we're the great evil. A lot of other corruption, but this is the big place. This is where the evil emanates from. This is the main command base. Because we had liberty, it produced so much wealth, the scum all came here to take us over, to use us as an engine to dominate the planet and take over the world. And we're in deep trouble. They're coming for the guns with bills to ban almost every gun in America. Through executive fiat to say you can't own guns if the White House feels like it, without even having a conviction. They're building FEMA camps. It's now all over mainstream news. They're now admitting the clergy response teams to tell their parishioners to go to the FEMA camps. They're openly announcing the youth corps, the brigades, the tattletale squads. They've even given us a messianic leader. It's happening. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment, then I'm going to get into these ads. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage all of the listeners to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and not just support this radio show and the TV show we're starting and all the work we're doing here, but also these are great films that need to be seen, that need to be owned in high quality on DVD and need to be shown to others. The Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, 1995. You want to know who's raping you? You want to know the history of it and currently what's going on? This is the film to have. Endgame, the overall Rosetta Stone of understanding the New World Order and what their endgame is, their history, their overall strategy, and what their future plans are. This is the best film out there, period. Many people are saying, and I happen to have made it. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, at checkpoints, police, speeding, you name it, understanding globalist tactics, understanding how they want to undermine your rights. Got these two DVDs discounted right now at InfoWars.com. My latest 9/11 film, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, Cinema Verite, as a director, the best film I've made, dealing with just the way the film moves. No voiceover, just all hardcore info, and waking a lot of people up. Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' 9/11 film, getting into a lot of subjects not covered by others. So definitely check this out. And I had one in here, but I guess I don't know where it is. Eye of the Phoenix just came in. It just now came out. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Just looking at this one thing. It's part three on the series. We have that discounted out of the gates with the other two films in the series as well. Eye of the Phoenix, Secret of the Dollar Bill, available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also ask about discounts on different combos and videos or bulk purchases. We have those prices listed as well at InfoWars.com or again 888-253-3139. Don't forget, all of my films are posted in super high quality for download to burn to disc and share with others at PrisonPlanet.tv. Only 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members out there. We keep trying to add, you know, not just the films, the weekly TV reports, the audio blogs, higher quality archives of the show, the streaming live TV show, live then archived every day for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we have a major internet firm that does some of the biggest websites out there here, designing a super web 2.0 where you'll have your own sub pages where it's all going to, in the next month or two, PrisonPlanet.tv, the site, not just the content, is going to be super awesome. And so that's one of the announcements we have to make that are coming up. A lot of others as well, as we expand our operations against the Global Crime Syndicate. I mean, they're openly the bad guys. We know who the bad guys are. We're the good guys. We need you to join us in this fight for the Republic and humanity worldwide. The transmission against tyranny continues from the front lines of the info war.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.